Visiting today with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program, Mike Mayberry. He's here to talk to us a little bit about the mediation program. How are we doing?
Really good, Casey. Thanks for inviting me on this morning.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about ag mediation for those that may not have a clue about what it is or even that it's available.
I think many of your listeners have heard about ag mediation before through your radio programs, but let's revisit it a little bit. We cover all 77 counties, and our sole purpose is to help Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and producers with any kind of conflict that they may have that fits within our grant program from USDA, where we can help. Examples of that would include neighbor-to-neighbor issues, financial issues with a bank or with USDA, or contract issues that might come up with USDA contracts. There's about a dozen or 14 different types of things that we are allowed to help with under the grant program.
What are some of the most common ones that you've been hearing about lately?
Lots of times there's a producer who has tried to get into a USDA program that's been turned down for some reason, and they're eligible to ask for mediation to give it a second look as to why they were turned down. Other examples might include a situation where life has gotten in the way and they're unable to pay their bills, and to either the bank or the feed store down the street or to USDA, and they're trying to restructure their payments or their loans so that they can still go forward, but yet need a little time or need a little help to work out the details on how that might work.
Well, let's go back to the one that you were mentioning, the first that you've heard about. So if a producer is trying to apply for something, some government program, and they get denied, do you guys work on behalf of the producer, like with USDA? Is that how that works?
We're neutrals at the table. When it gets to mediation, we're not on anybody's side. We're on everybody's side. So oftentimes we'll find that the producer either has not fully understood all the requirements of the application and they've been turned down for that reason. Maybe they don't meet the requirements at the time they applied, but they will in the future. So we kind of work through that process to determine if things are changing favorable to getting in the program, or if they just cannot qualify for the program, we're able to usually in mediation quickly identify what that is and see if it's ever going to be fixable.
Gotcha. Well, with all the new medical marijuana grow houses that are popping up, I know some producers may actually be concerned about, you know, pesticides and overspray drifting onto their land, and along with some losses of resources. Is that something that could require mediation?
Well, at this time, we can certainly do pesticide cases, and where a producer has been impacted by somebody else's pesticide or some set of facts that might apply. If it's a pure medical marijuana or marijuana type case, the grant does not provide for us to yet deal with marijuana cases. And that's not because of Oklahoma laws and court rulings. That's because it hasn't been settled in Washington yet.
Gotcha. So speaking of pesticides, this could be like overspray for just about anything, cotton, any of those things. You guys could help mediate with that.
Absolutely. And if it's an overspray case, that qualifies as one that we can help with. That might range from whatever plants the neighbor is growing being negatively affected, or their trees. It could be a honeybee case where the spray hit the honeybees and negatively impacted them. You know, it's better to call us and say, can you help? And then we'll determine at that point, yes, we can, or for some reason we might not be able to, but at least we'll know what we're dealing with.
And this does not involve courts or lawyers or fees, right?
Nope. The wonderful thing about mediation is from the moment you call, we try to have the case settled within 30 days. And the actual event where we would go in the room and mediate most often is 2 hours, sometimes just an hour gets a long ways, but it might go 2 or 3 hours. And at the end of that, we'll know pretty quick if it's going to settle or if it's not going to settle.
This is just a nicer, friendlier version than going through the courtrooms, correct?
Absolutely. There's very little stress in mediation. I'm the chief mediator, and I work really hard to make the parties comfortable and work through whatever the real issues are, not the emotional side, but the things that'll either solve it or won't. And so usually people are very comfortable in mediation.
Do you find that the folks going through mediation, are you usually pretty successful?
Yes, we have a 90%+ success rate. And usually if it's not settleable, if that's a word, it's because the rule book that the USDA is using says it can't go the way it's being asked to go. But if it's if there's some factor that hasn't been brought forward until the mediation, sometimes we can find a way to make it all work out.
Well, you guys are always there to talk to producers. And I would say if they have questions, it's just best to go ahead and call you and ask if you can help.
Right. It certainly is. And one key element to remember is we are grant funded and there is no charge to the producers to ask for mediation. But the most important thing is that if they're going to seek mediation, they have to do so, if it's a USDA matter, within 30 days of being notified of whatever they're going to mediate about. If they've been turned down in a program or if their debt, if it's a debt matter, a producer has 30 days to ask for mediation. And if they miss that window, they may not get to go forward.
Well, Mike, if people do have questions or concerns about how they can get signed up for mediation, what do they do? What's the first steps?
Well, they should open their mail if they're getting USDA mail or banker mail or whatever and see what's going on. Then they should call us at the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program, and then we will talk them through the next steps that are really very simple. It's not like going to court where you have to have 12 inches worth of paper to talk to us.
Or lawyers and all kinds of stuff to go with you. You're just basically calling, asking questions, and then going to mediation.
Right. And we decide each case. We don't decide for a decision, but we bring forward the things that are necessary and say, here's what you need to come to mediation. And it's usually just a synopsis of what's been going on. And then we talk about it from there.
Well, it's a great program, and we're fortunate to have it here in the state. Once again, everybody can go to ok.gov/mediation. Mike's information is up there, the phone number and your email and everything somebody could need to contact you, correct?
Right. If they can't remember all that, all they have to do is Google it and say Oklahoma Ag Mediation.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
All right. Thank you, Casey.